They love to foul Simmons, but he'll bring the ball in. He bounced it off the backside of Farnwell. Right back to him for the layup. Yikes. See, he had his back to him.
Yep.
That's just an invitation for that.
Farnwell was probably going to go double whoever.
Yeah. NBA Strayer, how you going? That's right, man. This is NBA Strayer. It's our first show of 2019. Can you believe it, man? No, I can't. It's 2019. I got a kid. Started doing this in 2017. It's wild. Can you believe it? No. It's Friday, Jan 4. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Red Bull, Mad Junkie, and whoever else wants to pay me that sweet, sweet folding stuff. And I'm here in the new and improved Larry Armour Studios, letting you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and of course, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today. Wrapping up every day of NBA action this season, just while ripping Strayer a little bit, mate. It's just what we do. So, we are back, and because it's 2019 and it's Friday, today's show is just going to be a quick one with some New Year's resolutions for every team in the NBA. Seriously, for reals, all 30 teams. All with the New Year's resolution. Some are dumb, most are stupid, but all are amazing. We've also got a New Year's resolution for all the Australian players in the NBA as well. Nice. So you can find out what Big Simo Ben Simmons should be aiming to do in 2019, eh? Should be good. So we've also got a quick yeah nah and a little bit of a news wrap. And that'll be it for today. And we'll get back to our regular sort of programming next week. Kind of. We'll talk about that in a second. So let's just get stuck into it, shall we? It's NBA Australia episode 212. It's a 212. You know who. Let's go.
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
You better. I mean, you can also watch out for the James Harden attack, or the attack of drunk LeBron. some good stuff. All right, man. So, yes, it is 2019. I am back. NBA Australia is back. We do have a newborn in the house, however, which is wild. And you know what they say? They're all like, oh, man, you're not going to be able to sleep forever and shit. Like, it's just mental, bro. Yeah, they're not lying. So that's pretty funny. Well, the kids also watched a shit ton of basketball with me over the last, he was born on Christmas Day. We did the show on Boxing Day. He's watching an absolute shit ton of basketball as well, which is good. Got to start him young. And so what we'll do, I think, for the next 2 weeks, we might go Monday, Wednesday, Friday with shows and do sort of like more of a wrap up of the preceding couple of days rather than daily until we can get back into the swing of it while the little squid is hanging out in the room behind me. Nice. So, yeah, he'll also probably pop up and do a couple of guest appearances here and there, because that's the way they fucking go, isn't it? Just how it is. All right, so let's do a quick bit of news to catch up on the last week or so since I last popped in. Jesus, shit's gone wild since then too, isn't it? Like, it was a Boxing Day. We lost the cricket. Shit's all nuts. John Wall is out for the season with a heel surgery. That's pretty crazy. And then the Wizards decided to double up, and Markieff Morris is out for 6 weeks as well with a weird neck. Garrett Temple and Omri Caspi punched on in Memphis after they've lost 8 of their last 10 games. It's pretty good. Who you got in that? Give me Garrett Temple. He's got a lot of that scrappiness about him, I think. He's got a name like a fucking year 8 maths teacher, but I reckon he beat the shit out of Omri Caspi. He looks like a fucking like weird little wino down the street. So look, punching on was pretty cool, and then they had to come out later and say, nah, man, like, oh, we're just an emotional team, bro, and like, brothers do that. Yeah, I don't know. Brothers do punch on, and it's all love afterwards, but at the same time, not really when they're brothers in their late 20s, early 30s. That's weird. Come on. There was also some other shit involving Memphis. They traded for Justin Holiday from the Bulls, which was nice. The Grizz sent the Bulls their 2019 and 2020 second-round picks, along with Wayne Waino Selden and guard Marshawn, not Dylan, Brooks. Nice. And the Bulls were like, oh, no, we're good. We don't actually need Marshawn Brooks. So, Marshawn, don't get on the plane, mate. And he's like, oh, yeah, sick, bro. No worries, man. I'm getting paid, bro. This is cool. Campaign subsequently was waived by the Bulls after they, don't forget, traded a lottery pick and Taj Gibson for him and a second rounder for Campaign. He was the 14th pick in late 2015. That is absolutely bloody wild, man. And look, I had a lot of time for Campaign, but at the same time, those injuries really, really sort of just sapped him of a lot of his extra weird burst, and he never really shot well. So, tough one. So, Campaign, free agent. Anyone in need of a shitty point guard, off you go. And finally today, Steph Curry was going to, like, he had his moon boots on. He's like, hey, man, I'm going to wear these moon boots in this game against Houston because that's where NASA is. Because I was out there talking shit and saying that I don't believe in, like, the moon landing because I'm a fucking moron. And he's had to backtrack so hardcore that he's like, oh, I'm going to do moon boots, man. I'm really into the moon. We've definitely landed on the moon. I love this. How good's the moon, man? the best part is he's then, like, auctioning them after the game to benefit STEM classes in the Bay Area. So what is that? Science, technology, engineering, maths, whatever. And that's good. It's about time, you fucking flog. You can't be out there going, oh, man, I don't believe we landed on the moon, man. That's funny, eh? And then sort of go, oh, shit. It's like almost the backtracking now is almost too fucking hard. It seems like he's now part of the cover-up. no, that's good. On you, Steph. Yeah. I also hate this whole thing of like, oh, man, you just got to, you know, knowledge is power. It's like, yeah. And people throwing fucking fake knowledge out there is dumb power, you fucking morons. So stop saying dumb shit, Steph. But anyway, way to back it up. Way to actually put your balls in the line and, you know, donate some money to STEM classes. That's awesome. On ya. And yes, we landed on the moon. So some other injury news. Obviously, since we did the Boxing Day show, LeBron has been out with a strained left groin from all that fucking... he's been boozing ever since, seemingly. We'll talk about that in a second. Obviously, John Wall after the season with his heel injury and Keith as well. Kuz went out of the Lakers last game with a back contusion. Probably had it smashed out. Cody Zeller, 4 to 6 weeks with hand surgery. He's gone. And Aussie Kyrie Irving, scratch cornea. Missing his second game. Yeah, we'll see how he goes. Hopefully he's all right. We also have a bit of news in the first results of NBA All-Star voting, which is pretty wild. We had some, like, fun surprises, I guess you'd say, right? Because out of nowhere, Luka Doncic is out there crushing it. And my favorite bit is, seriously, my favorite bit is Derrick Rose is the second highest scoring guard in All-Star voting in the West. So in the front court, you've got LeBron James. He's ahead of Luka Doncic, KD, the coward Kevin Durant, and Anthony Davis. And after, in the guards, you've got Steph Curry coming in at number one, getting absolutely flogged by LeBron overall. But then Derrick Rose is just behind Steph Curry. That is unreal. He's ahead of James Harden, the reigning MVP, and Russell Westbrook, the MVP before that. Unreal. In the East, I mean, the front court, was Giannis Antetokounmpo, Kawhi, Joel Embiid, Jimmy Butler, Jason Tatum. Oh, gross. You mean the rich man's Harrison Barnes. The guards, Aussie Kyrie Irving, D-Wade is second, which is wild. Kemba is third, and Big Simo Ben Simmons is fourth. Bloody nice. Not bloody bad. That'll change remarkably, I dare say, over the next couple of weeks. So how about a little bit of a quick wrap-up of the NBA Australia approved performance of the last little bit? What do you reckon? Is that a knife?
Knife. That's a knife.
That is a knife, and we'd usually wrap up a whole bunch of games, but look, we're just not going to do that today. We'll start doing that again next week, but the approved performance of the last little bit is James Jimmy Harden. Fast Jimmy Harden, the beard, scored 35 points a game in December. That's the first person since Michael Jordan. Don't know if you've heard of that guy, in 1986 to do so. So his past 10 games, he's actually playing the Warriors right now and they're getting shit pumped, I believe. But, you know, got to get this one done, mate. TGIF, am I right? Got to get down the pub, bro. Got the baby just there. Oh, actually, it's only 5 points. Jeez. Harden's currently got 28 points and 11 assists. But anyway, over his last 10 games, averaging 40.8 points a game, 8.9 assists, 6.8 rebounds, and making 5.73s a game, which is absolutely wild. So he joins Kobe and MJ as the third player in the last 30 years to score at least 400 points in a 10-game span, which is unbelievable. He's also had 40 points in four straight games, averaging 42.5 during that bit. Only Jordan, Kobe, and Allen Iverson have had longer such streaks since 1983. That's nuts. And on New Year's Eve, well, it was New Year's Eve in America, New Year's Day here, Fast Jimmy Harden had 43 points on 8 makes. That's right, 8 made field goals and he had 43 points. That makes him the first player in NBA history to score 40 points or more on 8 or fewer makes. That is unbelievable. Absolutely crazy. It's also the 8th time in his career he's done that. He scored 40 points on 10 or fewer field goals, and no other player in history has done it twice. He's done it 8 times. That's how many fucking fouls his flopper fucking picks up. That's unbelievable. He's also had 8 consecutive games of 35-plus points and 5-plus assists, which is nuts. That's passing Oscar Robertson for the most in NBA history. So look, Fast Jimmy Harden on a bit of a tear. We'll talk about him in a second, but Jesus, pretty bloody good. What about old mate no mates, though?
Old mate, no mates.
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 Who's got no mates today? Oh, it's Kawhi Leonard. What do you reckon about that, Kawhi? I'm assuming you're pretty, pretty pumped. I know, right? So him being booed from the intros of the Spurs-Raptors game until the very end of it, and every time he touched the ball in between, even when they were getting flogged by 27 points, was really goddamn something. I loved every second of it. Be proud of yourself, Spurs fans. That's awesome. It was next-level radness. And I think as we tweeted out here at NBA Australia, boo away. I don't care if you're going to boo somebody. That's fine. Go nuts. We'll mention this and go more at length in... in just a second. The pantsing of the night goes to the Raps getting pantsed today by the Spurs. It was an absolute shellacking 125-107. The Spurs. It was DeRozan there. His first ever career triple-double against his old team. Absolutely wild stuff. Anya DeMar, way to show it. I love that he popped his head into like Kawhi and Kyle Lowry's kind of like... you know, mid-game conference while Lowry was sitting out. Oh, yeah, Lowry's still out. He's been out for 5 games with a, quad, wasn't it? Jeez. Pretty wild times in the injury reports. So in the interceding times between last show and now, who's been better than Lonzo Ball?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. He's coming for everybody.
Ah, that's right. Who is better than Lonzo Ball / Trae Young today? Oh, we're just going to do better than Lonzo Ball. And it's a pretty easy one because it's literally everybody in the NBA apart from Hassan Whiteside. That's right. Wingen Hassan and the OG Anunoby. OG Anunoby. Because they're the only two players in the entire NBA shooting worse from the free throw line than Lonzo Ball. That's right, literally everybody shooting over 45% from the free throw line is better than Lonzo Ball because he's shooting 45% from the free throw line on, 1.1 attempts per game. Hassan shoots 44.2%. OG is only at 32.1%. He's only had 28 attempts for the entire year, though. So, there you go. Better than Lonzo Ball is pretty easy because it's the vast, 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 vast majority of the NBA when it comes to shooting free throws. And for a guy who came in basically going, oh, man, he's a really good shooter. He's got a funky form, but, you know, he just gets it in, you know. Shoots these threes. Oh, but, man, he's a good shooter. He's wild. He's going to change the NBA. Nah. 45% from the fucking free throw line. Mate, Shaq averaged 52.7 for his fucking career. Come on, Lonzo. Pull your fucking socks up. Noted absolute flogs at the free throw line. DeAndre Jordan this year is shooting 70.5%. Andre Drummond, that giant spud, 52.4%. That's 7.4% better than Lonzo. Can you believe it? No, you can't because it's amazing. All right, Wicked. There we go. There's a couple of little segments. We'll be back in a second with Yeah Nah and our 30 New Year's resolutions for every team in the NBA. Right after, let's say, this one.
This is David Anderson. You're listening to NBA Australia.
Oh! We're back. It's time for Yeah Nah, where we take a bunch of NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Number one, should San Antonio fans have booed Kawhi Leonard? Well, this one's an easy one. Yeah Nah. Yes, of fucking course they should, because, I mean, look, I'm 100% on board with booing Kawhi Leonard, because you know what? Yes, he helped you to a title. Yeah, he won finals MVP. That's awesome. They also played him a tribute video, which was neat. They paired it up with Danny Green, so they just didn't flat out boo Kawhi for fucking 2 minutes. So yeah, helps them to the title, wins finals MVP. He also hung them out to fucking dry and completely spurned them when they needed him most. When they're like, oh, what are we going to do for the, you know, for our franchise now that Tim Duncan's retired? And, oh, geez, Tony Parker isn't entirely sure if he wants to stick around. And Manu wants to retire as well. Oh, we've still got Kawhi. And he's like, actually. he didn't want to play for them, clearly. So why the fuck should the fans support him now? In like a retrospective, like, oh, thanks for all you did. They cheated him the entire time he was on their team. He's no longer on their team. He treated them like shit. Basically pissed away their money. If you had season tickets to the Spurs last year, Kawhi Leonard owes you a fucking refund. Because if he's just sitting out going, oh, I don't like the way they've treated me, man. It's a bit weird, but my uncle reckons I could get more money if I was on a different market. And like, it's just weird, bro. Like, fuck you. Give me back my money. I'm paying to see this team and you're sitting out because you're a fucking little boo. That's some bullshit. So boo away, Spurs fans. I love it. Get stuck in. And oh, who cares about his fucking feelings? He's literally being paid to go out onto the floor and compete. And as fans, we're allowed to boo. Anyway. Number two. Is it cool that Luka Doncic is second in all-star voting in the forwards in the West? Yeah, nah. Yes. That's fucking unreal. Love it. The step back threes. He's taking the NBA by storm. Oh, but he didn't beat like West Virginia and a bunch of 19-year-old white guys. How did we know he was going to be good? Wankers. it's just the classic. He's Euro. I'm not entirely sure if his athleticism will translate to the NBA. He's fucking 19. He's been tearing apart Euro League since he was 16, you dickheads. Anyway. Next one up, should fast Jimmy Harden be at the top of the MVP race all of a sudden? Whoa. Yeah, nah, no, fuck you. Yes, he's had an amazing month, but Giannis Antetokounmpo has been more consistent so far this year. He's averaging like 13 rebounds a game and he's a small forward and like fucking 6 assists a game. It's wild. Look, Harden just went on a month-long tear. Shit. Though he was like struggle town for the first month plus of the season, so give it some context. Just because the shiny new thing's right there, going, oh, look at the beard, look at him over here, look at the beard, oh, look at him, he's shiny new, he's shooting a lot. Fuck off, Giannis is absolutely smashing it. Should be the number one in the MVP race right fucking now. Settle down. Next one, is LeBron a pisshead? Yeah, nah, yes, he is. But he's a wino pisshead, which I think is the lamest of all pissheads, isn't he? Him walking in to Staples the other day with his glass of wine was really fucking weird. Kind of lame too. It's like, oh, hey guys, look at this. I'm drinking wine. Like, it's such a fucking LeBron thing to do as well. Of like, hey guys, did you know that I drink wine? It's like, yes, LeBron, we already knew that. It's like, but guys, I'm holding a glass of wine now. It's like, mate, if anybody else walked into the fucking stadium carrying booze, they could kick the fuck out. Stop rubbing in our fucking faces, you asshole. Settle the fuck down. I reckon only Deli walking in with a Caroni tinny should be allowed in the NBA. That's all I want to see. speaking of LeBron, final yeah nah for today is, did LeBron beating the Golden State Warriors in 2016 make him the greatest player of all time, as he reckons? Yeah nah, no. If he hit the shot that Kyrie did, maybe. But still, mate, yes, you've gone to 8 straight finals, but you've only fucking won 3 of them. The GOT, G-O-A-T, the GOAT, it's still MJ. I'd also love that look, I appreciate LeBron saying that he thinks he's the greatest, because the greatest wouldn't think that anyone else is the greatest, right? I mean, MJ certainly fucking wouldn't, so LeBron has to believe he's the greatest, or else he wouldn't be the greatest. Chicken egg, what are we all doing? But come on, man. You've lost a lot of times in the finals. I appreciate that getting there is like fucking unbelievable, but it still puts you at number two behind MJ. 6-0, buddy. 6-0. Unfucking real. If LeBron takes a scrappy-ass Lakers team and kicks the shit out of the Warriors and then beats the crap out of someone in the East this year and then does it again next year, then we're talking. Love it. All right, let's get through. Oh, it's the New Year's. Should we pop some champagnes and do we even have the champagne popping and whatnot? I don't know if we do. Oh, nah, fuck it. I don't think we should. Oh, here we go. Yes. There we go. All right, let's do some New Year's resolutions for every team in the NBA while these poppers are going off in the background. That's so fucking dumb. Mate, my New Year's Eve was spent this year like looking after the little man and just going, oh my God, you're like fucking 5 days old. This is wild. 6 days old, yeah. Had like two tins. It was great. I was in bed by like 12:05. Anyway, so let's do the damn thing. 30 New Year's resolutions for every single NBA team for 2019. Let's do it. All right, the Atlanta Hawks. Your New Year's resolution is play Trae Young, Kevin Huerta, and John Collins. That's a tall cocktail. As much as humanly fucking possible. Trade Jeremy Lin somewhere to win a title and get some Linsanity back. And also, more importantly, get to work now on making sure you get rid of your dumb, shitty, fluoro-ass logo uniforms and go back to some sick Dominic Wilkins-era ones for next year. You need to have been working on this for a little while, but you need to instigate that right now and get it changed for next season because everyone hates your fucking uniforms. They look shit. You look like idiots. You look like a fucking, what is it, XFL team? You look like a fucking BBL team, you fucking morons. Atlanta. Sort your shit out, put your shit in a backpack, put it in a museum. I don't care where you're putting it, but just put it all in a backpack, sort it out, and just fucking do it, would ya? Just get your shit together. Atlanta, that's all I ask. Get your shit together. Get it all together. Get your shit together. The Boston Celtics, also just tank as much as possible and get like a top three pick again. The Boston Celtics. Look. Your New Year's resolution is to take Kyrie to the Natural History Museum and get him to sit down with fucking Neil deGrasse Tyson for just like 12 minutes. That's all I want, man. Just take Kyrie, tell him to shut the fuck up about all this. Like, hey, man, you got to like question everything. It's like, yeah, you can question a lot of things, but maybe not scientific facts, you fucking idiot. Jesus. Anyway, sit down with Neil deGrasse Tyson and, you know, go through a couple of the exhibits there at the Natural History Museum. And see what you reckon then. Also for Boston, how about you trade Jaylen Brown and Terry Rozier to Cleveland for Kevin Love? Yeah, let's do that. Or really, just make sure you do something with all those fucking draft picks. You got four of them, possibly, in this coming draft. And like Brown and Rozier. Look, basically Boston just to clear out the decks a tiny little bit. They've got too many players. Brown and Rozier. You got four draft picks. Look, you need to do something. Because it's not quite working as well as you'd expect right now. And they've probably got one too many dudes, at least. So, Boston, do that. Brooklyn. All right, what their New Year's resolution ought to be is to trade for Anthony Davis and real throw a massive spanner in the works. Or, quite simply, at least figure out what the fuck they want to do this year. Do they want to ball out and play for the 8 seed? And maybe trade that Kenny Fareed. What is it, expiring contract for anything, something to help them out. They've actually started playing him as like a, hey, look at the manimal, look at him do things. He can still play basketball. Or like you could just maybe sit Karras for the rest of the year if you really wanted to, right? You could do it. He's out for the foreseeable future still. You could also maybe quietly sit Jared Allen here and there. Maybe stagger a couple of D'Angelo Russells and Spencer Dinwiddie injuries and stealthily tank. Old stealth tank. Stealth tank. No, 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 stealth tank. Sounds like a fucking sick TV show, actually. Yeah, it's like Dino Riders. Shit, yeah. Anyway, Brooklyn, stealth tank. That's a good one because I don't think there's anyone out there that could put them over the top, especially with just Kenneth Fareed's expiring contract. So, look, what do you got to do? You get into the bottom. Look, it's very tough to get into that sort of bottom five, but if you still get a top 10 pick, you're fucking laughing. You feel good about that. So Brooklyn, maybe just get yourself one more high draft pick. And then next year, hope that Karras and D'Angelo and co are out there and like gunning for the lower half of the playoffs. Because this year, I can't really see it winning you, like doing much for you, especially with Karras out. So there you go. Tank. The Charlotte Hornets. Your New Year's resolution is to sign Carmelo Anthony. Yeah, fucking seriously. I mean, where the fuck else would he work on a team that's actively trying to make the playoffs, right? And his need, and like a team that needs as much scoring as possible next to Kemba, like Charlotte. I think he'd like the Queen City as well. I mean, maybe he likes NASCAR. He certainly likes stupid fucking hats and Marvin the Martian a lot. Yeah, it feels like a NASCAR kind of guy. So there you go, Charlotte. Sign Melo. You know Jordan would keep him in fucking check, wouldn't he? Try to play him every day. That'd be awesome. Say, hey, Melo, you bitch. He's like, what? Jesus Christ. Didn't you just call me a bitch? He's like, yeah, I could kick your ass now. I'm like 52. Like, oh, man. I'm being caught up by MJ. Speaking of MJ, the Chicago Bulls, their New Year's resolution should be to get rid of Jabari Parker. So maybe you should actually play him some more and see if you can then trade him for anything. It's going to be tough. I'll tell you that much. Because everyone knows that he doesn't want to play defense. And everyone's like, you know what's important in today's NBA? I don't know, playing a hint of defense. Jeez. But Chicago also really need to figure out if Chris Dunn is actually a point guard or their point guard. You know, like in the future or whatever. Because you got Lowry, that's a girl's name, Markkanen, Wendell, Zachy Cakes, Levine, and Bobby fighting around the world, Portis. But do you have a point guard, though? Chicago, you got to figure that out this year. Get some run into Chris Dunn, see if he's any good. Cleveland, what's that, Stephen A. Smith? Who are we talking about? Cleveland. That's right. Y'all got to trade Kevin Love. That's your New Year's resolution. I don't even care what for. A first and second rounder and maybe a young player. I mean, can you trade into Portland? Let's do that. We'll talk about that later. Also, make sure you keep this year's pick. It's 1 to 10 protected, so you're just going to be shit. I think you got that covered. Otherwise, it'd go to Atlanta. Also, just play Dele more. That's all I want to see. Cleveland, it's very easy. Trade Kevin Love. Stock up on assets. Away you go. Because, look, Kevin Love coming back is not going to put you into the playoff picture. I don't know what to tell you. So you got to do it now while you're sitting there going, oh, that contract's there. So once he gets back, look, make sure he's healthy, all good, then trade him. Let's go. Dallas, get rowdy out there. That's your New Year's resolution, right? Fucking A. Ryan Rowdy Brockoff, you need more shooting around Luka Dallas. You've got it just sitting there on your bench. He's a bloke who shot 50% from three last year. He's just there. Get him out there. Also, your New Year's resolution is to settle down this whole trade Dennis Smith Jr. bullshit. You need good young players. You've literally just spent the last fucking 8 years going, oh, we've got nothing good to put around Dirk. And then you like fucking try to throw money at Wes Matthews. You throw money at Harrison Barnes. Dennis Smith Jr. He's basically next generation Jason Terry. And that worked out eventually. So don't do dumb shit unless you're going to kill a defensive guard in return or something. Keep Dennis Smith Jr. At very worst, he's a fucking explosive scoring guard, right? So don't get too fucking fancy. Denver. What are they? Fucking West leading Denver Nuggets. Unbelievable times in the NBA right now. And you're like, oh, well, just look at the top of the standings, bro. It's like fucking Milwaukee and Toronto and then Denver on top of Golden State Warriors. It's unreal. Denver, this is pretty easy. Just kind of keep on doing what we're doing, but also get Isaiah Thomas, Michael Porter Jr., Will the Thrill Barton, and Paul Thrillsap back and healthy and go from there. Get the dartsman, Gary Harris, in there. Keep up the intensity. Get home court in the playoffs and smash it. Denver, we're all looking at you. We're all expecting the other shoe to drop, but somehow, you're playing really well, even with a bunch of injuries. Like, the dartsman, Gary Harris, is back. That's handy. But geez, the fact that they're just kind of like, oh, wow, we're like the best team in the West. That's pretty mental, isn't it? it really is. So Denver, get your other dudes back. Keep crushing it. That's all we want. Also, Nikola Jokic maybe dropped like 15 pounds. Just saying. Detroit basketball. Trade Spud Johnson and Reggie Jackson or whatever else you can to try to get like anything that's better than Reggie Jackson or Spud Johnson. Rodney Hood? Would he work better than Spud Johnson? Let's have a look. Detroit, you got to do something. It's not going great at the moment. The Golden State Warriors, you need to stop bitching and moaning and just kick ass. I mean, you're embarrassing yourselves. It's weird. Stop being weird. It's 114-113 Golden State versus Houston right now as well. So who knows? They could drop that game. That'd be wild considering they're up by like 20. Anyway, look, just find more shooting. Stop bitching and moaning. Sounds weird to say it, but they do need shooting. They can't play five out now with Draymond being a turd that someone left on the court at some point. Boogie might actually, you know, be only able to run from three-point line to three-point line. So maybe that's what happens. But yeah, just need more shooting and hope to hell the Boogie comes back healthy and helps out and doesn't punch Draymond right in the fucking face and kick him in the nuts. Golden State just need like one more shooter. That's what I reckon. So go find that. Is it Nick Young? It's probably Nick Young. Houston. Oh, the Rockets. Hey, man, let Bid keep on keeping on. If James Harden's going out to the Rippers every night, just let him keep doing that. Because whatever he's doing now, just keep him fucking doing it because he's smashing. Also, look, if you're going to keep trading with Phoenix, why don't you try to get somebody else from Phoenix like Kelly Oubre Jr., right? That'd be handy. How do they come away with like Brandon Knight and Marquise Chris? And then they eventually, you know, Washington trade Kelly Oubre Jr. over there and they're like, ah, man, we could have used Kelly Oubre Jr. Nuts. Also, on the next road trip, Houston, like, give Austin Rivers, like, a one-way ticket and go, oh, no, no, Austin, we'll get you the return ticket once we're there and, like, then, like, leave him at the airport on the way back in, like, Minnesota or something. Fuck Austin Rivers. The Indianapolis Pacers, Indiana, let's do it. This should be about, like, letting Miles Turner or DeMar Sabonis, the Souvlaki King, beast, but really, they already are. So, their New Year's resolution should be just to get Tyreek Evans going. They need that little bit of scoring and playmaking off the bench pretty desperately. It'd be really handy if he could turn it on like he was last year, but I don't know. Got paid once for this year, got fat again. Classic Tyreek. The Clippers unleash the Boban. That's what you got to do for your New Year's resolution. Stop using him to scare Eastern European villagers and actually start the monster. I mean, the Polish hammer, Marcin Gortat, is more like the Polish gamma. He's a corpse out there. Boban smashes whenever he's out there. So let's see him no jump dunk on some fools some more. Let's do that. The Lakers, just like your New Year's resolution is literally to get LeBron on the phone and get him to trade whoever the fuck New Orleans wants to New Orleans for Anthony Davis right now before the Celtics can do anything about it. Because we all know that, yeah, the Celtics can't trade for Anthony Davis until Kyrie does his extension at the end of this season. So Lakers, get LeBron on the blower and do it. Memphis Grizzlies, your New Year's resolution is to have more punch-ons. Yes! It's the only way your stupid team's going to be interesting if you have more punch-ons. Love it. Next up, Gasol versus Joakim Noah. Love it. Undercard. We're going to have the Brooks brothers. We're going to have Dylan Brooks versus Marshawn, even though he's off the team now. But that'd be great. Your actual also Memphis Grizzly New Year's resolution is to play more Triple J than an emo teenager in orange. Jaren Jackson Jr. is good. Play him more. The Miami Heat, your New Year's resolution is to have Pat Riley flop out his wang out of nowhere and trade for like Kevin Love or Anthony Davis. Just get Pat and just go, hey. All right, there it is. What do you reckon? Also, free Deion Waiters. Just let him shoot and eat pies, as many as he needs. Love Deion. Milwaukee, I hear it's Algonquin for the good land. Your New Year's resolution is simply to get Giannis the MVP and maybe win the NBA title. Just saying, because you are leading the East at the moment. It's there for the taking. Seriously, feed the beast. Let Giannis be Giannis. Also, get Thon out there for more minutes. Dude was crushing it Christmas Day. There's a bit of a slump since, but come on, man. Get Thon out there. The Minnesota Timberwolves, how about y'all make good with Kevin Garnett just to bring him back in to yell at Big Ken, Carl Anthony Towns, the big cat, and call him Big Pussy or some shit for like 3 weeks. Because fucking hell, that guy's a pussy. And KG is the only one, I think, who can really unlock the Carl Anthony Towns that we want to see out there, who was averaging 28 and 12. I mean, yes, he's going very, 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 very good. Basically, what? Since Christmas, he's gone 31 and 19, 34 and 18, 28 and 17, and 28 and 12. And he's also had 7, 6, 7 and 5 assists each game too. Yeah, I think you'd be all right. Maybe trade Andrew Wiggins. How's that? New Orleans. Oh, your New Year's resolution is trade Anthony Davis to someone other than the Lakers. Come on, let's just do that. He clearly doesn't want to be there, so move him, get the biggest haul you possibly can. Just not from the fucking Lakers. do the rest of the NBA a bit of a fucking solid, would you? Come on. The New York City Knickerbockers of New York City, get some bloody minutes into Frankie Smokes, would you? Tell fucking, just tell the Knicks and all the brass up there, Steve Mills and co, Fizz, just go, look, can you just play Frankie Smokes? Find out if he's worth it and if he's one of your solutions at guard heading into the next 5 years. Otherwise, doesn't matter. Look, just stop winning as well. Just keep losing. You got to get Zion. This is what you need. Could you imagine basketball in New York with Zion? Oh my God, mate. It would be unbelievable. I'm already excited because, you know, hopefully it's a bit of a frozen envelope and they get him. But they are currently one game up on the Cleveland Cavaliers in the East and basically tied up with the Suns in the West. So they do have the third worst at the moment. So that's pretty good. I dig it. Let's go. Nice one. Let's go, Knicks. Keep losing. Let's get Zion. The Oklahoma City Thunder. Find Rusty's jump shot. Oh, geez. Rusty, what are you doing, mate? This is an absolute, it's hard to watch him when he's just clanking shit. So, how's his last five games? On Christmas, he went 6 of 20. And then the absolute rip snorter against Phoenix, but they're shit. He went 17 of 29. And against a good team, Dallas, he went 4 of 22. That is absolutely fucking unbelievable. Then against Dallas again, he went 13 of 24. That's good at home. And then back out on the road against the Lakers yesterday, he was 3 of 20. That is absolutely fucking atrocious. So find Rusty's jump shot because he's clearly left it somewhere. He's not much of a club guy, so it's not there. It's probably behind his couch or something. Orlando, the Magic, trade for a point guard, would you please, for the love of God? Look, if Chris Dunn in Chicago are just wanting to part ways, give him a flyer. Maybe trade for Scary Terry. What do you reckon? Jonathan Simmons for Scary Terry and Yabu? That'd be fun. But come on, man. You got to do something to make people care about your boring-ass franchise and have someone to throw the fucking ball to Aaron Gordon who isn't DJ Augustine. Philly, your New Year's resolution is to ignore all the noise about trading Big Simo Ben Simmons. Just get more shooting on the buyout market and you're laughing because you've got the fourth-ranked offense since you traded for Jimmy Butts. So tell everyone to fucking chill out. Also, your New Year's resolution is figure out how to beat fucking Boston. That's what you're going to spend like the next 3 months doing. Fuck, how do we beat those guys? Phoenix, this would have been trade for Kevin Love, but I mean, we're kind of doing that for Portland and a bunch of other people. How about your New Year's resolution being get the mouth-breathing dipshit owner of yours to sell the fucking team? That's a good New Year's resolution. Also, if Orlando don't trade for Terry Rozier, let's do it. Let's go, Phoenix. That'd be good, wouldn't it? Terry Rozier next to Devin Booker. Oh, like that. Portland. All right, yes, just trade for Kevin Love, would you? You're capped out till 2020 anyways. Just keep throwing money at it. It's Paul Allen, he's gone, which is very sad, but still. What do you reckon? Myers Leonard, Caleb Swanigan, two firsts for Kevin Love. Myers Leonard, Anthony Simons, and a first or two. Let's do it. Get aggressive, O'Shea. Come on, O'Shea, let's do it. Let's get Kevin Love out there in Portland. You can smash some nice coffee, some IPAs. You'll be laughing, hanging out with PDX Pete. Sacramento Kings. Look, we just need to see De'Aaron Fox and Bogdanovich as much as possible and figure out if you can play Marvy Bagley at the five for stretches when big Willie Cauley-Stein style isn't there. That's easy. Also, can we get like just one little exception for Vlade to smoke a cigar courtside for one game? Just once. I just want to see him puffing and yelling at Bogdan like in Serbian or some shit. That'd be fun. Come on, Sacramento. Vivek, let's get it done, mate. The San Antonio Spurs, your New Year's resolution is to take some fucking threes, DeMar and LaMarcus. What is it with DeMar, LaMarcus? What, are you going to have a big fucking M in the middle of your name and not shoot threes to be on the fucking Spurs? Come on, mate. It's pretty rough to watch them, like, sometimes when DeMar isn't balling out against his old team. Because you're like, ah, oh, here we go. Ah, oh, it's another mid-ranger. Oh, jeez. And, yeah, just want to spread it out a little bit more, San Antonio. You were the guys who, like, came up with it, basically. Well, not came up with it, but really took it to the next level and kicked the shit out of the Miami Heat. Come on, man. So take some more threes, would you, DeMar? You're a good shooter. So are you, LaMarcus. What the fuck? The Toronto Raptors, speaking of DeMar, get Kawhi to guest on a Drake single. Like, that should be your news resolution. Convince him to stay. Get him on a Drake single. Get him that sweet, sweet Drake feature money. Give him a line where he gets to say some shit like, my name's Kawhi. Most people don't know, but I'm a real fun guy. Could you see Kawhi rhyming Kawhi with guy? You definitely. So do that, Toronto. Get him on a Drake single. Get him a taste of that Drakey life. Love it. Utah. Right, man. Get Jingles back up to shooting 50% from three. That's a good one. If you're not going to start Dante in place of Rubio as well, at least play him 24 minutes a game as well, would you? But also, maybe your news resolution should be to rein in Donovan fucking Mitchell, because the shine is coming off that one. Glorified Steve Francis much? Jesus, just saying. Comes in as an older rookie. He's already 22. And this year is now, yes, he's still averaging 20 points a game, but he is shooting 40.7% from the field and 29% from three on 6.8 attempts per game. Quinn, maybe you need to take him aside and go, dude, would you chill the fuck out? Jesus. Anyway, so that's a rough one. Utah, rein in Donovan fucking Mitchell. And finally, the Washington Wizards. This is an easy one. John Wall's gone. Keith's gone. You need to tank harder than any tank ever tanked before. This is your one chance to build something special on top of John Wall and Brad Beal by tanking for Zion Williamson. And there's no other way they can make this team better otherwise, right? So you got to get Beal, tell him he's injured for 2 months, let Otto Porter go bananas as number one guy, and then trade him if you can, and away we go. Tanking. It's a tank attack. Washington, this is it. I believe in you. There's 15-23. There's 7 games behind the bottom of the East. That can change very rapidly. Washington, let's get on the tank train. I love it. Because, I mean, currently there are, what, 6th worst in the NBA? They can just sit Beal, and that'll get fucking way worse real quick. All right, quickly, what's the unpopular opinion of the day? This is just a happy little throwaway one.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
Big Simo doesn't need a jump shot right now. Just saying, that's my unpopular opinion. Doesn't need it. Basically, he's a power forward on offense. They're the 4th best offense in the NBA since Butts got there. So let's settle whole down this they can't play together shit. Can we, please? Nice. An Outback Takehouse. It's Friday, 2019. That means TGIF at Outback. That's 4-for-1 oil drum Foster's cans. Because no bloody bugger back in Australia wants to drink these fucking things. So I got a shit ton of them here for you at Outback. And today's Flame Grill take is all the talk of trade Ben Simmons is because every other team and their fan base is terrified of Simo and the Sixers and what they can be this year. Only at Outback. Tell you what, they really are. Everybody's like, oh yeah, you should trade Ben Simmons because then your point guard will be fucking TJ McConnell. The fuck out of here. So if you hear anyone say that, oh, Ben Simmons should be like maybe traded, they're a fucking moron. Mouth-breathing idiot. All right, we'll be back in a second real quick with the Australian players' New Year's resolutions and just a real, real quick weekend preview, and that'll be it for today. Right after this.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Street, eh? Cheer, Brew.
All right, quick Australian Player Watch, which is the NBA Australia Australian New Year resolutions. For all the Aussies in the NBA, Big Simo Ben Simmons is out there crushing it for the Sixers. Had a career-high 29 points just the other day. His New Year's resolution ought to be simply, take 1 3-pointer, just one, and hit it this year. That's all I want to see him do. That'd be amazing. But what would be even more amazing, just throwing this one out there, Big Simo Ben Simmons. How about you save that 3-pointer for the playoffs and then blow every fucker's mind and start dropping bombs from the outside? Can you please do that? That would be amazing, Simo. Let's do it, mate. Let's do it. I know the jump shot's there. You've taken a couple of long ones. You hit your longest ever NBA shot the other day, 22-footer. It's just right there for a 3-pointer. Let's go. I've seen you hit 3-pointers in practice too when I was out there in Philly in October. All right, anyway, Jonah Bolden, son of Bruce. Your news resolution is foul less when you're on the court. Also, just keep sinking threes, mate. Grind hard, Jonah. Grind hard. But yeah, you need to really cut down on that foul rate. He did get a start on his birthday, though, which was absolutely unreal. Great job, Jonah. That was pretty wicked. His dad, old mate Bruce, West Sydney Razorback and Southeast Melbourne Magic legend. Was out there tweeting about it, which was pretty great. But yeah, on his birthday, got a start. Isn't that nice? That's right, man. It's crazy. He played 16 minutes on his birthday, had 4 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, also 4 fouls. Tough. But he, yeah, 2 or 3 from the field. Not bad. On you, Jonah. Just foul less, mate. The jingler, Joe Ingles. Mate, your New Year's resolution is to get the 3-point percentage up to 50% and keep giving Donovan Mitchell plenty of shit. Easy. Dante Exum, Kangaroo Kobe, he needs to spike Ricky Tiki Tata's drinks with a laxative every game just to get more playing time. Ricky's got to be like, oh, my stomach is a little sore. And it's like, yeah, Ricky, you better go to the shitter. And then Dante, when you're actually out there, hit some shots, would you? Be the best defensive point guard in the NBA. That's all we ask. Dante for MIP, let's do it. King Deli of Maribara, look, he just needs to keep crushing it. His shooting's dropped off over Christmas and New Year's, but that's because he probably smashed a million tins. His three-point shooting over that stretch is still 37.5, so you're laughing. Deli, just keep crushing it, mate. Crush it all the way through to your next contract. You'll be laughing. Kung Fu, thon, 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 thon. He needs to just remember how to hit shots. Had a massive one on Christmas game. Has gone 1 of 9 since. And his other New Year's resolution is to make sure that he fly kicks another dipshit again this year. That'd be fun. Let's see him do it. Paddy Thrills Mills just needs to continue being a legend and a great ambassador for Australia. And also, his New Year's resolution is to maybe take a shit in one of Kawhi's shoes at some point in 2019. That's all I ask, Paddy. Just sneak into the opposition locker room when you play the Raptors again. Just growl one out right in Kawhi's shoe. Aaron is one of his New Balances. How good is the fact that Kawhi is actually going to be a New Balance shoe ambassador? That's fucking hilarious. Aaron Bangers Baines, his New Year's resolution is to come back healthy, but also to grow his hair out. All right? Bangers. I love the man bun. Let's grow it out, though. Ponytail time. Let's do it. Ryan Rowdy Brockoff, his New Year's resolution is to keep grinding, make the most of the opportunities he gets when he's out there on the court and sink those threes and become pretty indispensable to old Dallas. But the way to also do that is to become best mates with Luka. That's right. Ryan Rowdy Brockoff, your New Year's resolution should be to become best mates with Luka Doncic, so the Mavs have to sign you to a long-term deal, keep you around to keep him happy, like your Jarrett Jack and Chris Bosh or whatever. Let's do it. I dig it. All right, and let's do some weekend game preview, shall we? Just real quick. Just going to do some highlights. Let's do it.
Game previews.
We've got 25 games over this weekend. Jesus. So a couple of highlights. We've got 10 games on Saturday. Knicks at Lakers. That'll be fun, even though there was probably going to be no LeBron and no one good on the Knicks, but it's always fun to see those colors going against each other. Dallas at Boston. This would be great. Luka. Taking the Mavs into Boston. Should be great to go up against Jason Tatum. It'll be Harrison Barnes and the rich man's Harrison Barnes, I guess. Nice. And then OKC go to Portland as well, which should be an absolute barnstormer of a late game there. That'll be good. On Sunday, Dallas on a back-to-back go to Philly to take on. So it's Ryan Rowdy Brockoff taking on Big Simo Ben Simmons. That should be great. But there is an absolute rip snorter matchup after that. The Raptors take on Milwaukee in Milwaukee. I heard it's Algonquin for the good land. That means you get Kawhi Leonard versus Giannis Antetokounmpo, which should be an absolute fucking arm wrestle. What are you, two best players in the East? Shit, yes. Get on it. Raps at Milwaukee. That'd be awesome. Rockets play Portland. That'll be also a good one. Houston on a bit of a West Coast jag there. So depending on how they end up, oh, let's go check that score, shall we, on the Warriors-Rockets game. Oh, it's in overtime. Oh, fuck, I should be watching this. Killing me. Well, I'm taping it, so that'll be right. speaking of the Warriors, they play Sacramento as well. That should be great because Sacramento is still smashing it. And then finally on Monday, not too many good ones. There's 7 games and not too many highlights. But give me Pacers-Raps. Raps on a back-to-back. Pacers should smash them. Should be really good. I'm excited. All right. I'm just like Big Kev. Pretty excited. All right, that's it. We'll be back Monday with more shows. We'll do a bit of a weekend wrap and we'll sort of get back into the sort of usual swing of things. But as said, I think we'll do Monday, Wednesday, Friday for probably the next couple of weeks while the little kid and I and old mate get settled in and whatnot. So, yeah, but we'll still be here keeping updated on what's going on with all the Australians. It'll be just actually just as easy to keep us all updated on all the Australian players, but And we'll wrap all the games and stuff anyway. So we'll just do it every 2 days for the next couple of weeks. And then we'll be laughing. So with that in mind, keep on top of us all over socials, at Twitter, Facey, Insta. We're all over them. Make sure you subscribe and review this podcast. Give us a nice rating, would you? We're on Google Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher. It helps out heaps if you rate and review. Also, big thanks to Fascinator, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Jedi, Green, and Dozers for all the tunes throughout the show. And from Oslo, the intro and outro music, go check out their new band, House Hats. I've Been Broken is the tune behind every episode's Yeah Nah, which is an absolute kick-ass tune. So that'd be awesome. No skit today, but we'll be back on Monday. Deli will be back on Monday with a review as well. So we'll talk to you then on Monday. Can't wait for it. This is awesome. Big weekend ahead. Let's do the damn thing. We'll catch us Monday, you dickheads. It's 2019. I've got a kid. This is wild. It's NBA Australia saying, later, horse on!